meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is another in chapter 13 of Matthew where we've been the last few weeks, and it's what's known as the kingdom discourse, where Jesus is telling these parables, telling us what the kingdom of heaven is like. When my daughter graduated from high school, we took a family trip to Europe. Like many tourists, we spent much of our time in museums and cathedrals, gazing at tall ceilings, stained glass windows, paintings with halos and angels, statues carved by Michelangelo, and other awe-inspiring art. Seeing all that, one comes away with a feeling that God is holy, distant, set apart. The theological doctrine emphasizing this point is called the transcendence of God. God is above and beyond all that we can imagine. However, there is another theological doctrine of God that is held in tension with transcendence. It's the immanence of God. Now that's immanence with an I. The homonym immanence with an E is actually almost the opposite. Immanence. I-M-M-A-N-E-C-E-N-C-E focuses on God with us. Think Emmanuel. Reminds me of the Latin word for hand, manus, similar to the Spanish word for hand, mano or mano. Think God is at hand or close by. Like so many theological doctrines seeking to grasp the infinite God, we have to hold our finite examples, our inadequate language, in tension. Jesus is fully human and fully divine. God is both transcendent and immanent. God is both beyond our comprehension and ever present with us. Today's parables remind me of this truth. God is not just way above and beyond us. God is present in everyday life. Jesus made this abundantly clear by taking on human flesh and living among us. Jesus also makes it abundantly clear by his earthy, wildly ordinary examples of the kingdom, also known as kingdom of God. You may have noticed in our liturgy today where we said kingdom with the G dropped out. Well, the word kingdom is attributed to Ada Maria Assazi Diaz, a professor of ethics and theology at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey. She coined the term kingdom of God to de-emphasize king in kingdom and emphasize the family connection or kin that we experience in God's church. This was particularly important to Assazi Diaz because of her upbringing in Cuba, where aristocratic rule had been a means of subjugation rather than liberation. Assazi Diaz is particularly known for what she called Mujerista theology, or theology from a Latina feminist perspective. Assazi Diaz is also known for her advocacy for ordination of women in the Roman Catholic Church. So, the kingdom or kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. When I think of mustard, I think of the very ordinary condiment that I used to hand out by the handful when I worked at McDonald's. When I think of mustard, I think of the baby fine powder in a McCormick's jar that sits on my spice rack but never seems to be used. I think of mustard, I think of a substance like Grey Poupon, which opens up my sinuses and a little goes a long way. Jesus is also saying a little goes a long way. A really small seed can result in a really large plant that can shelter birds. Trust in God can move mountains. A little faith can achieve mighty results. We do not need more than one God. The one and only God who is both immanent and transcendent is all sufficient for our needs. God provides for us like the mustard plant provides for the birds. As Jesus has already said in Matthew 5:26, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? God is potent like mustard and provident like the mustard plant. In case you missed that ordinary example, consider yeast. Quote, yeast is a small, single-celled fungi which produced by fission or budding that are capable of fermenting carbohydrates into alcohol and carbon dioxide, end quote. Dictionary definition. Yeast is very common and lives everywhere. It's the reason fruit juice will start to bubble if you leave it in the refrigerator too long. Yeast is the reason the fruit of the grape becomes wine. Yeast is the reason gas forms in bread dough, making a flat piece of dough into a golden brown loaf. One cheap, ordinary packet of yeast from the grocery store can make enough bread to feed a family. This ubiquitous fungi represents the kingdom of God in Jesus' parable. The ordinary leavening agent, which is everywhere, is like God. Or God is like this wildly ordinary fungi, which can translate something flat into something magnificent. God is everywhere like yeast. God is with us like yeast. God is potent like yeast. God makes the ordinary into the magnificent. God has given us the wildly ordinary, and blessings are there to be found. One of the great themes of literature is the traveler who searches the world for riches, happiness, only to find it at home. The kingdom of heaven is like a wildly ordinary plot of land, a simple field. If you look close enough, you will find the treasures of heaven close at hand. We do not have to go to Europe to find God in a grand cathedral. We can find God in the dirt of East Texas. We can find God in the cathedrals of the majestic Piney Woods. God is imminent right here in Lufkin, Texas. God is present with us where we are and where we live. As you know, I grew up in Louisiana, so the idea of the kingdom of heaven coming from an oyster shell has kind of a special appeal to me. A pearl begins as a grain of sand or other impurity, which aggravates an oyster. To protect itself from the irritant, the oyster secretes a substance which coats the sand and turns an irritant into a thing of beauty. What could be more wildly ordinary than a grain of sand? How wonderful that something so ordinary can become something so beautiful. When looking for God in our day-to-day ordinary lives, we are likely to discover beauty. The beauty of God's creation. The beauty of a soul created in the image of God. The beauty of a pearl in an oyster shell. Seeking awareness of God's presence in the wildly ordinary puts us in touch with the kingdom of God. I recently heard the story of a couple who were going shopping for an engagement ring. They stopped for lunch and had a dozen oysters. Lo and behold, among their oysters was a beautiful pearl. They decided to have the pearl set in a ring that would be their engagement ring. Their love would be represented by their fortuitous find over lunch. This beautiful find among ordinary oysters, an ordinary meal, is like the kingdom of God. God can be found among the ordinary. The kingdom of heaven is also like a wildly ordinary net that catches many fish. Like the harvest from last week that picked both wheat and weeds, this all-inclusive net catches fish that are good to eat and fish that are not. The net seeks to bring in many without discrimination. Also, like last week, notice God's angels do the sorting, not us. We are not the judges. God is. The first Sunday of every month, we take wildly ordinary elements, bread and juice, and they become signs and seals of the holy God who is both transcendent and immanent. Also, every Sunday, we go to the font and use ordinary tap water to remember our baptism and the power of God who loves us and forgives us. We do not need exclusive cathedrals to find God. Like Jesus' parables and the sacraments, we should look for God in the wildly ordinary. Amen. Having heard the word of God,